Questions. Hey, besties. Welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast. I am your host and producer, Emily Durham. If you don't know me, I'm a long-time recruiter. I was going to say senior recruiter, but that's no longer accurate because I got promoted this week. I am officially a principal recruiter, which is not an easy thing to get to. I am super proud of it. Actually, if you guys want me to make a like either a YouTube video or podcast episode about promotions and how I got promoted, let me know because I'm more than happy to do it. It honestly was a lot of work. If I didn't get this promotion, honestly, I don't want to say I would have quit, but I would have been really upset because I put a lot of effort into this. But anyways, it means my job has changed. I'm taking on more. I'm a little bit more nervous, but that's all good. So naturally, when I'm nervous, what do I want to do? I want to just like sit down, have my coffee, chit chat with you. I have my morning voice. It is like 7 a.m. on a Saturday. And y'all sent in so many questions. I have gotten so many questions in January and February, and it's literally a couple days into February. If you have questions that you want me to answer either in this show or in my column with Canadian Business, just let me know because I have a link in the description of this video. So that's the best way to check it out. But I think without further ado, should we get into it? I'm kind of in the mood to get into it. Also, apologies if you hear background noise. I have my washing machine running and my apartment is so small. I think you might be able to hear it from where I record, but whatever. Okay, first question. Dear Emily, I love the show. Thank you. How should I answer why did you leave your last role, especially if I was laid off or terminated? Great question. Okay, so here's the thing. Especially with layoffs right now, it is extremely common. I think I did 45 interviews last week. At least 20 of the people I spoke to were all impacted by layoffs. So please do not attribute your layoff to it having a, you know, it being a direct reflection of you, because it's not. Layoffs are a direct reflection of really shitty and crappy business practices. Either they overhired or like they made other business decisions, and ultimately they needed to save money. And unfortunately, that money came from their headcount and you were impacted. It's not a reflection of your talent. It's not always the crappy employees who get laid off. Like, that's not how it actually works in real life, and recruiters know that. So I think totally safe for you to just be honest and say you were impacted by the layoffs, you've been looking for work, the company made XYZ decision, and this is why. That's totally fine. If you were terminated based off of your performance, you kind of have to handle that a little bit different. Because to be honest with you, if you just come out and say, hey, I didn't do well based on this company's standards and they let me go, like, that is not going to set you up for getting another job. What you need to do is either avoid the question or be strategic with how they ask. So it's very rare a company is going to actually straight up ask you, why did you leave your last job? Or, you know, they're probably going to phrase it as, why are you looking? If they ask you, why are you looking for a job, basically say, you know, I worked at this company for however long, really enjoyed the learning. I think ultimately the work just wasn't aligned both for myself and for the organization. So I made the decision to move forward with my job search. Keep it really simple. If they straight up say, why did you leave your last company? You can't lie, because if you get that job, they're going to do a background check and they can see if you left based on your own will or if the employer terminated you. And if you lie, that is grounds for them to take away your offer. So I would probably word it something like, you know, thank you for asking. Honestly, you know, it was a challenging time. I learned that this particular reason is the reason it didn't work out at the company. So now I'm looking for roles more aligned to this. But you need to have a reason to share that you know for a fact wouldn't be relevant to the job you're applying for, even if you have to lie about that. Dear Emily, how can you approach your employer without risking your job to let them know you want to take up side hustles? I love that. And if you don't know, I have a few side hustles. This podcast, my social media, my YouTube, like the whole thing. It's a whole ass business. I am a business girl. What was that Nicki Minaj line? I think it was like, I'm not a business. I am a business bitch. Whatever. Nicki Minaj stands. Someone tell me where I'm wrong. Okay, I'm going to be so honest with you. It's going to depend on the company, and that's what's so annoying. If you work at a bank, I'm telling you right now, they don't want you to have a side hustle. They don't. They want all of their employees to work a little 9 to 5 and go home and not cause any ruckus because they are so heavily regulated. They don't want any risk of you posting something on the internet or, I don't know, your business getting into a scandal, whatever. I first started wanting to post on social media when I worked at the bank, and they straight up were like, do not do that. And I was like, okay, heard loud and clear. But then when I moved to Intuit, I started speaking to them about like my social media and what I wanted to do with my podcast, and they were so supportive. So I think it really depends on the industry. You need to just like get a flavor of the organization you work with. I'm kind of the opinion, ask for forgiveness, not for permission. You know what I mean? Because what if your side hustle takes off and it does really well and then you quit your full-time job? You would never know that if you let them stop you right away. So I would say, like, kind of start it, pitter around with it, play with it, and then book a meeting with your manager or your ethics team. I personally spoke to my manager first and then I spoke to my ethics team. And now I work with my ethics team really closely. But for me personally, I went to them the second I realized I was going to start making money on the internet, because I was like, are they going to fire me for talking about how to negotiate salaries when I literally help them negotiate salaries, you know? But love that you want a side hustle, babe. Dear Emily, I'm almost 100% sure that my boss, 48, is sleeping with my coworker, 25. Drop the company name. Okay, wait, I have to keep reading this. Okay, I have to keep reading. They sneak off into meeting rooms with no windows, are constantly in communication, and I've caught them going out for drinks a few times, where they're much more touchy than the average employees would be. I don't want to say anything and risk my job, but I'm really uncomfortable and kind of worried that he's taking advantage of her. Plus, he is married and his wife is pregnant. Thoughts? Oh my God. My thought is, call Andy Cohen, get a camera. I want them filming. I want them filming in your place of work. Drop the company name. What? Okay. Okay. Let me take off my reality TV hat and have an appropriate answer. Sister, what? What? Okay. First of all, we are 99% sure. We're not 100% sure. However, the stuff you're saying, it sounds suspicious. You know, it's the touchiness. It's the touchiness that kind of freaks me out. It's one thing to grab dinner and drinks with your coworkers. I have lots of coworker friends. I have coworker friends who are opposite sex, same sex, like, no biggie. We love that. But you always can tell a vibe when something's like a little off. You can tell when it's like, oh, they're a little touchy. They spend a little bit of extra time together. Like, that stuff is legit. And I highly doubt that you would have picked up on this if it wasn't happening, because you're never going to assume this is what's going on. So I feel like if you think this is happening, chances are it probably is. It's so inappropriate on so many levels. Number one, that age gap goes crazy. Her frontal lobe isn't even, I'm assuming your coworker is a woman, so apologies. I'm like, that was probably like a silly assumption, but this is like just how I'm going to speak about it. Your younger coworker, their frontal cortex is not even developed. Your brain's not even developed till 25. And then you have this old ass, I shouldn't say old because I'm basically that age too, but like, you have an adult ass person, a full on adult, frontal cortex is developed, pregnant wife at home. And he's kind of preying on this person. I think it's sketchy for a few reasons. The age gap is one. The age gap and the power dynamic. How much consent can you really have when your older boss is the person who is seducing you? That person is in charge of your pay and your promotions. Like, how much can you actually say no? I think you're right by thinking your friend might be getting taken advantage of. And like, even if your friend doesn't realize that they're being taken advantage of, I guarantee in like 4 or 5 years, this is going to click with them. And they're like, wait, what the hell? That was not okay. So what do you do? What do you do? I shouldn't laugh. Okay. I think the first thing you do is you ask your friend. Cause if you guys, like your coworker, if you guys have a close enough relationship, like, don't put it in writing. Be like, hey, be like, crazy question. Like, I noticed you and, let's call the boss's name Bob. Like, I noticed you and Bob have been hanging out a lot. Like, is he mentoring you? That's awesome. Actually, yeah, that's a really good idea. Like, do the whole mentoring thing. And if she's like, no, actually, we just love spending time together, you could be like, oh, wow. Like, is it friendly? Like, what is that kind of like? You know, and kind of probe and see what they say. If she offers up the information that like, yeah, you know, I think we kind of have a thing going on, like, express your concern. And I hate to be that person, but like, you kind of have to take it to HR. And like, I'm not saying that because I'm in HR, but I'm saying that because I actually think this person is in a position of risk. Like, it's not fully consensual when it's someone that much older and who is literally your boss. Like, that's not okay. And I just don't know if your friend sees that yet, and they'll probably see it when they're older. So I would probably do that. If your friend is not going to tell you anything, I don't know. I would say, like, keep an eye on it. Don't gossip with anyone about it, because God forbid you're wrong, you're going to look like an awful person. But I would say, like, keep an eye on it. And if you start getting like hard hitting evidence, you have to tell someone, mostly because like, it's putting everybody at risk. It's bad for everyone. Like, what? So is she going to get like special treatment with promotions and whatever? I don't know. The whole thing was just very sketchy. The whole thing is extremely sketchy. I think you have to pay like a very close watch to it and then flag it. Like, that's kind of my gut. Or
get them on reality TV immediately and film me and send it to me. But you have to keep me posted because that shit goes crazy.
Yo, I was going to read another question, but I don't know if my body is able. Like, how does one follow that up? Can I actually just put out a request? If you have crazy, scandalous, insane work environments, send it. Send it in. That's what I want to hear. That's exactly what this show needs in 2024. Oh, did you hear the beep? Did you hear the beep? Yeah, my washing machine is done. What a blessing that is. That was cuckoo crazy bananas. Also, just so y'all know, my posting schedule for 2024, I'm posting once a week on YouTube. YouTube, I'm more so focusing on like confidence, mindset, showing up as your full and authentic self to help you in your career and help you in your personal life. The podcast is going to be much more tactical for your career. It's going to be very like, here is how you do this thing and accomplish XYZ. Whereas the YouTube channel that I have is very like, here's how you're going to feel the most confident. Here's how you're going to take up space. So that's kind of how I'm dividing it. And then obviously posting on all other platforms too. Plus I have something coming out this year that I am so excited for that I think, like, I genuinely think it's going to change lives. Otherwise I wouldn't be doing it, but little spoiler. Okay, that's it for this episode. I literally don't know how else to follow it up based on that shit ass crazy one. But it's fine. I'm about to go get my hair done. I think I'm going to get rid of the copper. I'm over it. My hair is breaking and I kind of think it makes me look not like myself. I like me with dark hair, I've learned. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go walk Binky Winky. And I hope you have an amazing Sunday. I love you so much. I will talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.